This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Part of a functioning labor market is that if companies don't want to hire you, all other things being equal, they don't have to hire you. And likewise, somebody doesn't like their job, they are generally free to look someplace else. That is not, though, always the case. Sometimes employees aren't at all free to look someplace else. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more now on what are called non-compete, sometimes non-poaching agreements as well.
Tony works in health and fitness. He's basically a fitness instructor.
In all of the health centers I've worked at, they've always had a sign, a non-compete, saying that after our last date of employment there would be up to a year of not working for any direct competitor.
We're not using Tony's real name. He doesn't want to get in trouble with his current or future employers.
There's no option. There's no negotiation. It's if you want a job, that's the agreement. I mean, it's very limiting and a little daunting to think that your options are so controlled by outside forces.
About a fifth of the U.S. workforce is covered by non-compete agreements like this. The idea behind non-competes is usually that a company doesn't want to share its trade secrets with an employee, only to have that employee take them to a competitor or become a competitor. Evan Starr is an assistant professor at the University of Maryland's Smith School of Business.
They are found where you would expect them to be found, in kind of high-skill, high-wage occupations like executives, high-tech.
But Starr says they're also found in places you would not expect them, like with fitness instructors.
They're being used on minimum wage workers. They're being used by volunteers. A recent study of hair salons finds that approximately a third of hairstylists are bound by non-compete agreements.
Starr says the idea in some cases, like with a hair salon, is that an employer doesn't want an employee to steal customers they've built relationships with.
Any space where you have kind of the potential for employees to take clients with them, non-competes are probably going to be found.
Another spin on the non-compete agreement is the no-poaching agreement. It's where two businesses agree not to hire one another's workers. David Seligman is an attorney with worker advocacy group Towards Justice. He's suing Carl's Jr.'s restaurants over this, arguing franchises are colluding to hold down wages.
With these kinds of agreements, the employee often isn't even aware of their existence. What these kinds of agreements are, they're a tool to undermine worker bargaining power.
Carl's Jr. didn't respond to a request for comment. About 50% of major franchises have anti-poaching agreements.
The intent of our members has never been to suppress wages or the movement of employees.
Suzanne Beal is with the International Franchise Association. She says these agreements protect unique training that managers at fast food restaurants receive.
For another franchisee to poach that employee after the training, the expensive training has been concluded, is cause of friction between the franchisees.
That raises questions, though, about what constitutes special training and what is simply job experience that's a central aspect of the simple act of working. Whether non-compete and non-poaching agreements are legal depends on the details and on the state. They are, however, pervasive. They've been imposed on dog walkers and Little League soccer coaches.
I think in the aggregate, there's good reason to think that non-poaching agreements and non-competes are suppressing wages.
Eric Posner is a professor of law at the University of Chicago. He says the agreements, especially among low-wage workers, tilt the scales towards employers when it comes to wages. Evan Starr at the University of Maryland says there's some evidence for this. In 2015, Hawaii banned non-compete agreements for tech workers. After that,
the wages of new hires rose by about 4% and mobility of workers increased in tech relative to other industries.
The boundaries of non-poaching agreements are being tested in several court cases, and limits on non-compete agreements are being considered in the U.S. Senate and Massachusetts. Illinois bans them for low-wage workers. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.